My mother taught me there's always something to share. Always make your heart more open, because that's just what God does. God comes in and helps us to open our heart more to people. And that is its own reward quite often. And I remember my mother telling me, you know, their family is struggling right now. And we lived in a 2-bedroom apartment. It was decent. And I had my bedroom and everything. And I mostly slept with my mom. I was just, you know, mama's baby, all up under her. And so I had my bedroom with all my stuff, but, you know, it was really rarely in there. And so she said, you know, their family is having a hard time. And she said, I need us to give them, you know, the stuff in your room. And I'm like, what? You know, and I'm an only child, nonetheless, no matter how benevolent she taught me to be. I was in second grade. And so I'm like, yeah, that didn't go well. And I was like, why? You know, and everything. And so she was like, they need it. And, you know, they got somebody coming over, you know, to check and make sure that they have it. And she explained it to me as you would a child. And so that day we went over to their home, which was about 4 or 5 blocks away. We walked there. And I remember going into that home, and I remember looking on the floor, and there was like a bunch of sand on the floor. And it was a house that wasn't the greatest house. I remember them having a pit bull. I remember sitting down and playing with the dog. I remember there being a lot of kids, all different ages. And Nicholas, I think, was the youngest. And I remember looking around, meeting his mom. And as I sat there and took it all in, I remember thinking, oh, I get it. And later on, I grew to understand it was a DCF thing, a Department of Children and Families thing. Like they needed to have, everybody in the home needed to have an adequate space to sleep in. And it needed to be set up to where it was appropriate so that the kids wouldn't get removed from the home. And so when I experienced that, it's like, okay, I went from being frustrated about my stuff being given away to I'm with my mom all the time. There's enough to share. And she bought me a whole new bedroom suit anyway. I mean, it just happened in time. So it wasn't even a big deal. But it set the groundwork for me to consider there's no shortage of resources in the world. We just have to look at some things differently. And what did it matter to me anyway? Outside of being young and I don't want to say selfish, but just not knowing better. Just being at that place of maturity where I couldn't see beyond my own experience, I had a certain perspective. And then when I went and I spent time, that perspective changed because now I was connected with the people. And now I understood because something happened because I was there in their environment relating with them. And so I think for me, I could give you so many examples of my mother's benevolence and how she sowed seeds of care in me. That for me, when I think of God or experiences, that's what I think of. How was I set up to think about other individuals, even in a place of being quote unquote disadvantaged? My mother taught me there's always something to share. Always make your heart more open because that's just what God does. God comes in and helps us to open our heart more to people. And that is its own reward quite often.
This has been episode 1 of Bite Size Blessings, the podcast all about the magic and spirit that surrounds us, if only we open our eyes to it. And whether you choose to listen to our bite-sized offering, for that 5 to 10 minutes in your day that you have free, or the full interview, we are grateful that you're here. I need to thank Dee Terrell for sharing her story today, as well as the creators of the music used. Sasha End, Raphael Crux, and Alexander Nakarada. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. And remember, that's bite spelled B-Y-T-E. On the website, you can find links to other episodes, as well as to books and music I think will brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Dee, and go be a blessing in the world.